Muscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. King.
Good day, mate.
I've gone to anger management 3 times.
Come on, get it out already over here.
Good day, mate.
Here's your host, Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
Welcome to another wacky episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. I'm John Romano, and I'm here, as always, with my partner in crime, Dave Palumbo. And Dave, if I know how things go this time of day, this time of the week, you are sitting in a room full of lunatics right now.
Yeah. Pretty much describes the scene here. Although they've been pretty calm, I gotta admit, up until now. But that's probably because Mr. G's in the other room changing into whatever costume he's got planned, and he's got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. So,
oh, he does.
Yeah, definitely. We got Jimmy the Bull back here. So, Jim, welcome.
What's up, Johnny?
Yeah.
Back by popular demand.
What's happening?
He's been gone a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jimmy had a bike accident. He fell off the bike.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. You know, it was too much partying, too late at night. You know, a little bit of fog, a little bit of rain. That'll do it. You know, John, the curvy roads, dark. You know, dog fight with my friends on the road.
We warned you too. We said no drinking and driving, and you didn't listen.
You know. Jimmy, I love you like a brother, but you know, come on, dude. You know, you're drunk. It's night.
He's probably not drunk, John. He's probably tipsy, but he was driving like a retard. He even admitted it.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't even like stumbling drunk. You know, I got a buzz. You know, like not like we're doing.
But it was raining and foggy too.
Well, you know what happened was we got to this bar out in Bayville, and they had a band in, and we got there a little kind of early. You know, maybe like about 8-ish or whatever. And you know, we started doing some beers, some shots, and eating a little food and blah blah blah, and you know, the band was playing and everything was great, and then by the time we left it was, you know, like midnight, and the fog and all the crap rolled in, you know. So what are you gonna do? You know, it's
what you do is you leave your bike there and you call a friend to ride you home, man.
No, you can't leave your bike, bro. Come on,
he could have rode home, John. He was riding like on these like winding roads like a lunatic, doing dog fights with his friend.
Yeah,
what are you complaining about then?
Well, I'm not complaining. Well, yeah, I mean, basically, what happened was you know, we were on Cove Road, and it's a very windy, dark road, and
right,
you know, we're passing
and it's raining and it's fog.
It's kind of, it wasn't even kind of rain. It was kind of like mist. Which is
and
probably
you guys
even
are
worse.
Racing each other.
That's even worse than rain, because when the roads mist up,
it's slipperier.
The oil beads up on the streets, and
right,
it's right. You know, it's just treacherous. You know, but anyway, make a long story short.
Wait. So you're racing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah. I know. That's not the smartest thing.
For all the listeners out there with like 15, 16-year-old sons,
right?
You know, this activity is retarded.
Don't do this at home.
Don't do this at home.
No, I agree, man. It was it was stupid. I mean, I spun out, I tailspinned out, and actually I rear-ended a stone wall on a private driveway.
He hit a wall, John.
Yeah.
With his body.
Yeah. This
could have cost you your freaking life.
Yeah, well, worse. I could have ended up, maimed and wheelchaired, and who knows?
How fast were you going, Jimmy, when you hit the wall? You must have slowed down somewhat.
Well, I did. What happened was when I passed up my buddy Billy, I was probably right around like 50 miles an hour, you know, which is fast for a curvy, dark road, you know, so.
In the rain.
In the rain, yeah. So when I passed him, I saw the turn up ahead. But being that it's dark and there's really no streetlights on that street, I came up on the turn, and as I was coming up to the turn, I said to myself, holy shit, this turn's a lot sharper than I anticipated, you know? So I kind of like locked up on the brakes, and actually it was all sand on the street. And I just went into a tailspin, you know, and just reversed into a wall. And
well, you purposely spun the bike around, you told me, right?
I tried to drop it. It was what I did, yeah.
Right. So you kind of slowed down.
I hit the brake, and I kind of tried to drop the bike. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And
lay it down.
But when I laid it down, I got roll bars on my Heritage, so it kind of went on the roll bar and pivoted me and swung me around in reverse, and I was heading backwards, you know. And at that point, I was like, you know, saying to myself, oh, God, where am I going? You know, I had no idea where I was going to end up, you know. So I knew it wasn't going to end up good. But, you know, I stood up after it was all over.
He hit the wall backwards with his back.
I hit the wall backwards, believe it or not.
Which probably saved him.
You know, how fast were you going?
I probably dropped the bike right around 45 miles an hour, maybe you know, 50 tops, you know. I dropped the bike down.
He was dragging against the floor, though, for a while, John, so.
I dropped my FXR S. at about 35 miles an hour,
yeah.
And my calf exploded. I ripped my finger off. I lost about 2 acres of skin, and I was in the hospital for like 3 days pushing the morphine pump with my thumb.
What were you wearing, though, John?
I was wearing jeans, work boots, and a shorty helmet.
What do I mean? Like on your upper body? What'd you have on? Like a t-shirt?
Oh, with a sweatshirt.
Yeah, bro. I had all my leather. We're in New York here. It's cold, freezing. Yeah, I had all my shit on.
California. It was cool.
So when I went down, I had multi-leathers on, leathers on, and all that.
His skin has got calluses that are thicker than the person's head, John.
I got up. I grabbed my balls. I checked my neck. I was checking all my bones and shit.
You know when you notice it with him? When you shake hands with Jimmy.
Yeah.
When you shake hands with him, Jimmy, it's like grabbing onto a ham. His freaking hand is like a baseball mitt. Shake hands with him right now.
His whole body's like that. His whole body's like that.
Freaking meat hook.
Because all my friends say, Jimmy, if you weren't such a fucking stubborn, tough bastard like you are, because if it was anybody else, they would have been like mangled. You know what I mean? It was like, I stepped, I hit the wall, I stood up, I said, "Yo, I'm okay, I'm here." They couldn't believe it.
I got 72 stitches in my leg from that freaking crash.
Well, we got a guest in the studio. Diego is here with joining us, and he told me. I think you fell down, didn't you, on your bike?
Yeah, I did. Hey, what's up, John?
What's up, Diego? What'd you bring to eat?
Once again, I do have food.
We sent him out, John.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be living there soon, and I'm getting on the list because no one brings me shit.
Can we let Jeff do the imitation of you? Jeff imitates everyone. I'm just clearing it because I don't want any bad blood or anything like that, John.
It's Jeff. All in fun. If we're imitating you, we love you.
I'm honored.
Well, I'm very honored too to be here in the studio to be with all of you. Because it's very good that me and Jetta producer have an RX muscle t-shirt with you together. Do you agree with me, Diego?
Definitely. Seguro.
Del mundo, sí. Pero tú no sabes mucho porque yo tengo uno poquito puertorriqueño. Sí.
Muy poquito.
Sí, muy, muy, muy poquito.
Jeff's out of control.
Oh, pretty God. Good.
You know what they must do to us behind our back, John?
Oh, they must destroy us.
I don't have an RX fucking t-shirt.
I'll give you one. I got a beautiful one for you.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
I got a nice one for you in the closet.
I have to go
when you get
to Ohio to get this.
You gotta go
when
to Ohio to get
a
fucking
motorcycle. We'll
you gotta go to Ohio to get a t-shirt.
I got one
Where's
for you, Jimmy.
Bobby?
He brought the t-shirts.
George, man.
George is not talking. Mr. G's not talking because he's not ready to do his intro yet.
I turned around and scared the shit out of me, John. Oh, my God.
Now, hold on, John. The story isn't over because Jimmy hits the wall. Or he gets up. He drives home. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
The next day, he's so intrigued by what happened that he's got to go back there in his truck and check out the scene.
I did.
Right? Tell us about that.
So I go back to the fucking place, and it's like maybe 11 o'clock in the morning. It's fucking still raining. And I pull up. It's a private driveway. It's the wall I hit. I didn't even realize. I thought it was a street. It was a private driveway. So anyway, I'm looking at the window, the skid mark and the all the glass on the wall and the floor, and I'm saying to myself, Jesus Christ, how'd this happen? And all of a sudden, this car pulls down the driveway, and this old lady looks at me, and she takes off. 5 minutes later, this little old man comes down the hill. The guy's like maybe close to 90, He rolls his window down. He goes, "Can I help you? What's going on over here?" I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Who the fuck are you?" I don't know who this fucking guy was. He came down. I thought it was a fucking street. I didn't realize it was a private driver. That's how big the fucking thing is, right? So he comes out and gets out of the car and he goes, "Is everything, what's going on?" I said, "Well, who the fuck are you?" He says, "Well, you see this here? These walls? I own all this property. I own everything here." I says, well, good for you. I says, I'm just examining what happened here last night on your fucking driveway. I said, there's all sandy shit over here. I said, why don't you clean this shit off the driveway? I said, it's halfway into the street. I said, I came here last night. I was leaving a bar. I didn't want to tell him I was coming from a bar. I said, I left a friend's house. I said, I came over here. I said, I made the turn. I hit all this fucking sand here, and I ended up in your fucking wall. You hit my wall? I says, yeah, I hit your fucking wall. Where? I says, over here. I says, see the fucking glass in the fucking wall? Oh, yeah, I see it. He goes, you're lucky you didn't get killed. I says, I'm here, I'm talking, and He goes, you should be more careful. You're probably speeding. I said, no, I wasn't fucking speeding. I said, it was just sand in your driveway.
Lying through his teeth.
Exactly. You were racing.
Yeah. But you know what killed me? This fucking old bastard wanted to know where I hit the wall. Well, he was worried about his fucking stone wall. This fucking
guy.
You
made damage. You're a big guy.
Yeah, he was he probably took one look at you.
Huh? He probably took one look at you and he said, "Holy shit, I better look at the wall."
He's a little Italian guy. You know how those little Italian guys are. He's worried about it. He probably got his first fucking dollar he ever made.
He probably built the freaking wall.
He probably built it himself. You're right. So you know, when I told him I hit the wall, he said, "Where?" I said, "Where? Over there, motherfucker." You know, I said, "See the fucking taillight glass sticking out of the stone? That's weird."
He wanted to make sure the wall was still there.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure the wall was still intact. Like, I was like, "How about me, mother? How about me, bro? I hit your fucking wall. I almost died." You know what I'm saying?
Nah, Italian stonemason. The wall is like his children.
Oh, I knew. You know, John, I knew the whole thing right from the right. You know, right as soon as the guy came down, I saw he was a little guinea. I said to myself, "That's it. This guy's gonna be worried about his fucking wall. I know it." Right? And that's exactly what happened. You know,
whatever. But Diego, we cut you off. You never told the story. Did you fall on the bike?
Yeah, about 4 or 5 years ago, I ride a sport bike, CBR 1000.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah, a little bit. I was on the Grand Central parking lot, as John likes to call it.
Right.
But this time, it wasn't a parking lot. It was the Belt parking lot. It was 1 in the morning, and not going too fast. I used to ride with a crew, and we usually ride in line. And I was the third guy in line. I didn't know where we were going, so when you don't know where you're going, you try to keep up. And
that's the worst, though, isn't it? When you don't know where you're going? Yeah, it is. I like to know where the fuck I'm going.
When you know where you're going, you could fall back and whatnot.
Yeah, and if you fall back and you bring everybody back behind you, they all get pissed at you.
Exactly. So I was the third in line, making sure I keep up with everybody. And we're not going too fast, but we're going to pull over soon, supposedly. I was going about 80 miles an hour.
Not too fast.
Not too fast,
And
that's about the speed of living on Belt Parkway.
Yeah, on Grand Central, right by.
Let me tell you something. If you don't do 80, you're getting fucking run over.
No, then you're keeping up with the cars, and that's even worse.
Yeah, you got to stay ahead of everybody, John, when you're on a bike. You know that,
right?
Why they'll hit you?
Yeah, if you drive slow on a bike, you'll get killed because people fly around you. So you got to stay away from the cars.
When
you're on the expressway to parkways, you got to punch it out, man. You got to stay ahead of everybody.
I didn't know that. You want as much air between you and them as possible.
Gotcha.
I was riding with full leathers, work boots, jeans. I had lost my gloves earlier that night, but I wear a full face helmet. And a lady cuts me off. You know, women drivers. She cuts me off.
We don't make fun of women. On this show. Sorry, buddy.
No women in this group. None of our girls.
She was a Chinese, bro. He was being here right now.
Hold on, Jimmy. Is that a stereotype?
Absolutely.
Yeah, with Chinese women can't drive?
No, Chinese people.
No, but it's Korean women. Korean women, not Chinese.
I don't give a shit. Any Asian, anything with slanty eyes cannot drive a vehicle, all right? I'm speaking the truth because...
You always speak
the
truth.
When you go to New York and you look at a Chinese van, you go to Chinatown,
There's no straight panel on the whole damn thing, right, John?
They're destroyed. These people can't drive
at all.
You know?
At all.
Go ahead.
So she cuts me off. It's a turn, and there's potholes. I mean, 10 feet deep in the Grand Central Parkway. I hit a pothole on a turn, hitting the brakes.
Oh, the worst!
You have tank slapper.
Throw the bike to the ground. Rolled for maybe a minute. It felt like an eternity, and got up. Made sure no cars were behind me, nobody riding was behind me, and luckily it played out. I'm still here.
Did you high side or do a tank slapper?
Road rash. The shield from the face fell off. My jacket got all bad. I went in with jeans. I came out with boxers. I was missing a shoe.
You guys, bikers are crazy.
The bike,
Diego. How did you go down? Did it high side or did you tank slapper?
Tank slapper.
Whoa.
Yeah, actually it tank slapped on me and I had no other option but to, I knew I was going down.
You had to kick it out. That's the worst feeling,
right, bro? You know you have no other option and I wasn't sure. Jump off.
You don't even have time to think, right? Also, you know you're going down, you're just hanging out for your fucking life, right?
And then the first instant was put my hands in front of my face. Forget I have a helmet.
So I gotta say something here. I gotta make a little, you know, for all you guys who ride out there, I gotta tell you right now, like, when I ride in the summer, I wear leather gloves. And a lot of times, like, I'll pull up to a bar or wherever I'm at, and, you know, someone will say, "You know, you wear gloves in the summer?" I said, "Look, bro, when you drop a bike, your first instinct is to put the hands down, to brace yourself, you know? If you don't have leather gloves on, your hands..."
I thought you would have said... Jimmy, I thought you would have said it better to punch you in the fucking mouth, wise guy.
No, you know, I'm nice sometimes. I'll explain myself. You know, and I say, look, you know, when you dump the bike, the first instinct is to put the hands down on the pavement. You're doing 60 miles an hour. You know, you don't want bare hands on the pavement. That's
right.
You know.
That makes sense.
All I could think about was a car being behind me, car being behind me, car being.
Yeah, because they're running right the fuck over.
Yeah,
because people are stupid.
And actually, thank God these people weren't that dumb. They stopped on time.
You're lucky, man.
The bikes that I was.
You had a Chinese lady behind you. She would have ran your fucking ass over and dragged you down the fucking street, smiling the whole time, and kept going. Because that's what they do. I had a fucking Chinese chick. I was coming out of fucking Manhattan, right? I'm coming out of the BQE, getting out to the LIE, and I'm making that turn off the the BQE, right? I'm coming off that turn, and here comes this fucking Chinese lady, man. on the no zone, you know, where the lines were, she come up on my left. I had to lift my leg up off the running board because that's how close she passed me. I looked to the left, and I said, yo! And I looked, and she had a smile on her face, and she was looking straight ahead, and I knew there was no talking to this fucking person. I said, look at this fucking Chinese bitch. I can't believe it. She cut me the fuck off, almost killed me, and kept going.
And she would have made you into Chinese food later that day.
She didn't care, man. She didn't.
We'd be eating you right now.
The fucking Asian people don't care, man. I swear to God, I was coming out of my house and I.
Maybe she doesn't see you.
They can't see.
So Korean women in downtown LA are even worse because they can't see over the steering wheel. You think the cars on the street are operating by remote control?
Yo, John, I was coming out of my by my house in here in Huntington, right? I'm pulling out of the street. I pull up to a light, and there's this van pulls up to me, all banged up, right? When you know it's a Chinese dude in the fucking
Chinese
van, right?
Right.
So he's looking at me, and he's smiling, and he's putting thumbs up, and he's shaking his head, and he's smiling. I'm like, I thought he liked the fucking bike, right? So he rolls his window down and he says, "Yeah, you're nice, nice." And I said, "Yeah, it's a Heritage." You know, I told him. He says, "No." He liked my helmet with the spike on the fucking helmet. He wasn't even talking about the bike.
He probably was around when he was, when the Japanese were allies with Hitler.
Yeah, with the Germans fucking bad or something. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Whatever. You know what I mean?
So yeah, that was my story.
Going down on a bike is no fun. I'm a member of that club too, and it's scary as hell.
You know what it is? Anytime you don't have control, John, it's a scary thing, and that goes for fucking relationships. Bikes, anything, right?
Well,
you know what I mean?
You guys voluntarily ride the bike. No one told you to ride a bike. So, what are you taking the risk for?
We ride because we love riding. Riding is an addiction. All right, when you ride and you're on the road and the hair and the wind's blowing through your fucking hair, I got no hair though.
Yeah. But, what is better? What is better than being in a big pack of guys, like 30 bikes, and going through a tunnel?
Oh, that's the best, man.
Sounds scary to me. I don't know.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I went to the Midtown Tunnel not too long ago, right? As soon as we come into the tunnel, everybody around us starts rolling up the fucking windows, man. Because they know
so loud.
I come through with a vengeance, bro, man. I crack at the pipes.
Can you imagine a big pack, like 30 bikes going through the tunnel?
Yeah, that's what we do. We go through the tunnel. Man, I don't take the fucking bridge. We go through the tunnel just to torture people. That's why we go through the tunnel.
It's like being in control of the universe.
The thunder, man.
And the lightning, you know?
I love the shit out of it, man.
Yeah, one bike goes down in that tunnel, you're all going down, though.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
You're not going down, going in a straight line.
Aren't you afraid you can hit those little, you know, cones they got there?
Those things are plastic, man. You're running right down.
Oh, you're running right down?
Yeah, they go down, they pop back up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, right. little plastic grooves. Fucking like dildos.
Obviously, you've hit them before.
Yeah, I did.
I got a friend who's able to do a burnout going in between them.
Yeah.
Sweet. What, is he crazy?
Yeah, they're just plastic hollow cones. That's all they are. If you hit them, they just go down. Crazy. They come back up. Yeah.
You guys are crazy.
It's like that old fucking Bozo. Remember you were a kid when you hit Bozo and Bozo went down and came back up and you beat the shit out of fucking Bozo?
You guys are crazy. Yeah,
that's
man.
How I started my childhood.
Wait, I want to ask Diego a question.
Yeah, John.
Diego, do you do wheelies?
I get it up, but I don't keep it up. I'm too
scared. You ever see those guys?
You should take Viagra then if you can't get it up.
You ever see those guys?
Cialis, baby.
You ever see those guys that stand up on the seat and do the wheelies like at 70 miles an hour down the freeway?
Didn't the guys in the crew do it.
Didn't Indian Larry die that way?
He died doing a stunt.
No, Indian Larry used to stand up on his seat and do like an iron cross like this.
Right, like he was flying.
Fucking 70, 80 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, he did that all over the
he
country.
He did it in the city. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Potholes are crazy.
Potholes are fucking
crazy.
He's
out of his mind.
So I was in the city just last weekend, maybe 2 weeks ago, when it was 80 degrees. When the fuck was that?
That's a
couple weeks ago, yeah. Right? Yeah, we had like 80-something degree weather here, John, 2 weeks ago, right? I mean, it felt fucking great, man. It was like 80.
You were riding in Manhattan?
Yeah, we all went to Manhattan. We were hitting all different...
You got to come out of the tunnel and like ride through like Soho or, you know...
We go to Greenwich Village. We go through Soho. You know, we go up uptown. We go to this park called American Trash. I mean, we bop around. We go through Central Park.
Man.
But I was coming down the road and my friends, you know, signaled to me. Because I was right behind us. See, in Manhattan, you can do the dogfighting thing. Like, because all the cabs and the cars.
You can do it, John. It's safer in Manhattan.
It's like expected. You know what I'm saying? Because all the cars, you weaving in and out of cars, you're fucking nailing it. Because everybody else is doing the same fucking thing. You know what I mean?
You're gotta fight for
you know what's yeah, dangerous
it's
in Manhattan?
It's like a fight for your fucking life on the street there. So my friend signals me that... What the hell's Mr. Chico?
He's preparing for his intro.
You know, this fucking guy scares the shit out of me, man. I didn't want to tell you what he's doing, but it looks like he's laying down, getting ready for a fucking hair shampoo or something.
All right, you know what? That's a good segue, Jimmy. Hold on a second. We got to let Mr. G do his intro.
Because you know what? He's getting fucked up. Let him do his thing.
All right. Here we go. John, Mr. G's intro.
I'm actually curious to see what the hell.
What's he wearing?
He's got
no shirt on. He's got his sheet wrapped around him like a fucking Roman sentry.
Yeah,
and he's got Superman shorts on, a fucking black wig, a blue painted face, and a fucking skull cap on his hand. I don't know what he's doing.
Is Derek here today?
No, Derek only came for the party, which I'll talk about afterwards. Let's get Mr. G's intro. Okay. Do we have music here, Mr. G? He's waiting.
The prisoner wishes to say a word.
Oh, hold on. He's gagging. Right, give him a minute. Would they spit without him?
I am Braveheart G, the truth.
Braveheart G.
I say, listen to the Whack Pack show.
Oh, I guess that's part of the act. You need some water, George, all right?
What are you doing?
Let him finish.
Oh, he's gagging over here. Is that part of the act? Hold on.
What?
I think he's going to throw up.
To be free!
What the fuck are you doing?
That's Mel Gibson. That's it. Braveheart.
All right! Yeah!
George, that was excellent, man. That's actually really good. I like that. I actually understood that.
There's two arms to live while I am 10 feet tall, and I've been fired out my ass. What would you give for one moment? Just one moment to be free! To be free of MD! To be free of muscle fitness! To be free of the truth! What would that be worth? I say, come right with me! Yeah, you may walk away today, and you may live. It is true. But what would you give for one chance? For one day to be free! Come ride with me, Whack Pack! Woo!
All right, Mr. G, welcome.
I thought it was a very good Mr. G, but one thing was missing, when the guy was tearing your bowels out of here. You should have had a broad here with like a sickle.
My bowels have already been torn out.
Tearing your balls out or whatever, you know, squeezing your balls with a fucking pair of vice grips.
I got no
bowels.
I don't know.
Jimmy, you got someone who does that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I thought you should have a broad with like a pair of vice grips on your nuts. Why are you doing that? That would have been my more like appropriate.
Yeah, it's Boston Blue.
Yeah, Boston Blue. Yeah. Where is Boston Blue? I don't see her over here.
She's out of the picture. Jimmy, we were
Wait, you giving me the axe?
No, I didn't give me the axe.
She listens to every fucking... She listens to the whole show. No, I didn't give me the axe.
She listens to the show?
Yeah.
Can I say hello?
Why don't you tell your girl to listen to... You get her on the show. They stay listening to every single word you say.
It's true.
And when you get home, they're like...
Boston Blue. Hello. What's her name? Boston Blue?
I forget her name.
Boston Blue. I just want to say hello. We love Mr. G. And we hope you love him too. Don't fuck him over because the Whack Pack will come after you.
Yeah, you know, I don't even know if she's real.
That is the truth. The truth. You know your girlfriend's too, and your family.
To make a long story short, you know, I never made a long story short. They're all fucking long.
You know what the truth is?
Don't fuck around.
Hold on a second. Hold on there, Jimmy. I don't even think
Boston, G's family now.
I don't even think Boston Blues are real, because we were in Boston with Mr. G last weekend.
No, John, Dave, I didn't want to.
And she wasn't there.
Let me tell you something.
What?
I agree with you.
You think it's that too?
She's that fucking nuts. I think it's an imaginary. Yeah. I love Mr. G. Believe me, I love her. But I think the girl, because, you know, the mannequin with the fucking photo.
Right.
Where'd you get that photo?
I got that.
He found it online.
Online.
He got it online. Yeah.
I got other pictures too. I'm not allowed to say what other pictures.
That's all right. Look, don't worry about it. I got that S&M guy coming. He's coming. Believe me.
Yeah, but she's got a girl. Jimmy, she's got a girlfriend.
Oh, he's coming here.
John's got one of those girlfriends too. Don't worry about it.
Oh, what?
The ones that we're not sure if they exist or not.
You got a girlfriend, right? You got a girlfriend.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do we lose him?
No, I'm right here.
It's just a gray area. Sorry.
Let me say hi.
Yeah, it's a gray
shout out to Jimmy's girlfriend. How you doing?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because we know all our girlfriends listen to every single show. Denise, how you doing, Denise?
Yeah.
Jimmy's a great guy, very loyal guy. Always talks about you, says how much he loves you and appreciates you. So I just want to let you know when he's out and around with us, you know, behind the scenes, he's always talking about how great,
like
how
tonight
lucky
when
he is.
We go out to the club.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to go to the club. It's like we got to go for the.
Well,
you
know, I don't want to really go.
It's a pain in the ass.
I got to go because it's part of the job.
Let's talk about the club for a minute, guys.
Joe, look at that bracelet, bro. Let me see that bracelet, man. What is it? It's a motorcycle chain.
Diego's got a motorcycle chain.
That's cool shit, man. He's got a motorcycle chain bracelet with the stones, like, you know, involved in it. It's nice, man. I like that. I'm going to take that fucking
bracelet. Maybe if you get struck, you can rip it off his wrist.
Hey, Jimmy, what's the deal? I saw a fucking picture of you online, and some guy put online, I met Jimmy the Bull today, and there's a picture of you, and right behind you is a sign that says Mrs. What are you? What have you been watching? Broadback Mountain too much? You're in the Mrs. We're doing the Mrs. section. I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
He caught me. Actually, he caught me in the bra and underwear section for women.
What are you doing there? Well,
it says Mrs.
Well, I got a fucked up habit. When I go to the clothing stores, I like to go to the bra and underwear section sometimes, and I pick up the underwears and I sniff them.
I haven't been worn yet.
I know, but just, you know, I'm just like, you know, for the future, like when before they wear them, I want to be like the first guy there. So I.
Oh, you want to be the first sniffer?
I got a fucking problem, I'll admit it. You know, I look at the brassieres and the underwear, you know, and if a woman approaches me, like one of the store, you know, the staff, she'll say, can I help you? Because she thinks something's wrong, you know. I say, no.
Yeah, right.
I'm just looking for my girlfriend. I'm buying her some bras and underwears, you know. And,
so what are you, like, imagining, like, what's going to go into that pair of panties?
Yeah, I'm like a big underwear sniffer. I've always been.
What about you?
I used to do, like, jobs, you know, when I, because I'm in business, you know, and if sometimes, like, if there's underwear laying around, I'll actually sniff them.
Oh, you mean like
in a stranger's house that you're doing their floor?
I can tell a lot from sniffing underwear about a woman.
Like what?
Wait. Like how tall she is, like how, you know, what she eats.
Get out of here.
Oh,
I think Arthur L. Ray has that ability,
you know,
too, John.
If she cleans herself, you know, one sniff, I could definitely tell what a woman's all about. Just from her underwear.
Jimmy,
I can't let him wander around my house anymore.
Wait. Hold it. I want to know.
Too late.
What does this tall girl smell like versus a short girl?
Well, you see, a short girl versus a tall girl?
Yeah, you're just sniffing her underwear. You said I can tell how tall she is.
Well, you can tell
inches and feet.
You got to understand something. You know, when a short girl, when you sniff a short girl's shorts, okay, it doesn't smell as bad because she's small and stuff gets out of her system quicker.
So you say...
When you sniff her underwear and the chick is like 5'11", 6 foot, her shit might smell more because the stuff stays, you know, like whatever she ate before stays in her system longer because she's bigger.
So you say that big, tall girls smell worse down there?
Absolutely.
And the older you get, it smells worse.
It's a fact.
All right, so if I got you three pairs of girls' panties, you could tell me everything about the girls.
Absolutely, man. I could tell what nationality she is.
Right.
How tall she is.
You do nationality, too?
I could probably tell you what the last thing she ate was.
Really?
Yeah, and I could tell you how she cleans her snatch.
Yeah. Just,
you have to, you think I'm when you say next time I come here, bring the fucking underwear. I'm gonna tell you who the fuck she is.
Now, when you say clean their snatch, I mean, like, is there multiple ways of doing that?
Of course,
that I'm not
absolutely.
Aware of?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and such as?
Well, there's like some girls douche, some girls just shower and shove their finger up there.
In your opinion, what's the better way?
Yeah, the better way?
That smells the best.
I think when they douche is the best way. Yeah, okay. You have to take a shower.
Now, you know what? A lot of women say...
Well, they finger themselves when they're in the shower. Right. You know, when they shower, they soap up the finger, they shove it up there. And then when they get out of the shower, they throw the douche in there, and then they're on their way. And then, you know, by the time you get them later on, it's nice and it smells nice.
Bada bing, bada boom.
So that's the right way to do it then.
Absolutely.
All right.
Except for the fact that the soap will probably cause some kind of irritation or yeast infection or something.
Well, they don't use soap. They use the shampoo, John.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot
really?
Of women. A
case?
Lot of women.
Well, they got the
hold on, Jack. Shut up.
Tell
John,
you that a lot of them think that it fucks up the pH.
Hold on, John.
You can't use hand soap up the pussy, John. You got to use like the gel, the shampoo. That's it's more lubricant like. It's and it washes out easier.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, like a body wash.
What woman has shared
hand
this?
Soap is
Jimmy.
Very bad.
What woman has shared this information with you so that you were so witty?
Many women. Yeah,
you ask these questions.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but what about the soap and the douche destroying the natural pH balance, and they get all kinds of, you know, irregularities?
Like what? Like they don't get the period on time or something like that?
No, not that irregular. Like, you know, like some, you know, like some
what
kind
could be
of, you
irregular
know,
about the pussy. Either it stinks or it don't stink. That's the only irregularity I know.
I like it stinky.
You know, when you shove your, you know, you never been with a broad and like when you were younger and you're making out and you're fingering the bitch, right? And then you're like, this is what I used to do. I used to give them the test. I used to make out with them and I like put my hand down. I start fingering the girl, you know what I mean? And she's getting crazy, you know. And then I take my hand out, I'm making like I'm hugging her and I wrap my arms around her neck and I bring the finger around like that, you know.
Oh, you put it in your mustache? You know,
I give it a. And I said, okay, she's not bad. All right, so then that's when I can go down on her.
You have a litmus test.
When I was a kid, my neighbor had this babysitter. Her name was Liz. I'll never forget it, right? I was a young kid. I ended up hanging out with this chick. I don't know how it happened. But I went over to the house, and she was babysitting for my neighbors, and I started making out with her, you know, and I started figuring her, you know.
Wait, where did you meet this girl?
She was the babysitter for next door.
Oh, not your babysitter. Okay.
No. She babysitted next door.
Too bad it wasn't your babysitter.
No, I was a young guy. I was like maybe 13, 14 years old. And she babysitted.
So she could have been your babysitter.
She could have been my babysitter. I was 13, 14, whatever.
How old was she?
She was probably like 16, 18, 17 years old.
It's better for my fantasy if I think she's your babysitter.
She was 18, though, John.
She was like 17, maybe max.
That's a big separation in age.
Anyway, make a long story short, you know, I ended up next door and I'm making out with this chick.
How'd you start making out with the babysitter?
I don't know. I got this mysterious fucking shit about me. That just shit happens.
And you had hair back then, right?
Oh, yeah. I had a full head of hair. All 9 yards.
Did you have a motorcycle?
Everything. I don't have a motorcycle.
He dropped his wine.
Colette's
going to kill him.
Oh, God.
That's going to kill me. That is true. It's going to come out anyway. Yeah. Fucking put the wood floors in.
Just
make a long story short.
Just put some confetti on
it. Diego, can you go get a rag?
No, I don't want to make this a whole pussy event. Let me just get this over with,
all right?
The bottom line was...
Make
a long story short. I ended up making out with a kiss of the... Why don't you get some paper towels, man?
San Diego.
I started fingering her, and I gave it the test, you know, and I started hugging her and kissing her, making like I was kissing her neck, and I smelt the finger. And it smelled so fucking bad.
Was she tall?
No, she wasn't tall. She was like a medium height.
Well, what would account for that?
What was that?
Why would she stink if she
ate really spicy, hot shit?
Oh, really? That's not good.
Oh, yeah?
The food intake was not good.
So you're saying like Indian people wouldn't be good to
oh, my
go
God,
down there
forget
with.
About it, man.
Like
you put your finger in that pussy, it might not come out a whole finger. Believe me. So I got a story short. As soon as I smelled the finger, I said, I got to get the fuck out of here. So I said, look, I got to go. It's getting late. I made some bullshit excuse. I went in my bathroom and I scrubbed my finger with soap. Fucking Ajax, fucking Comet, Clorox, right? I thought I had it all off. So now I go in my kitchen and I get hungry. I'm a kid. I make a peanut butter jelly sandwich, right? I start eating the fucking sandwich. As I'm biting on the sandwich, I'm smelling the middle finger. The shit was still on the finger. I almost threw up my peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you know. And then, you know, later on, the chick I used to see her on the street, she said, hey, Jimmy. I was like, yeah, I just kept going. I couldn't even be with this brother. Her snatch was so disgusting.
And what nationalities have better smelling ones, in your opinion?
Scandinavians.
You know, it's... you know, it could tell by the smell. I could tell what nationality they are, but the smell varies. Like Irish, you know, Italians.
Right. Well, which do you prefer?
Smell best?
The best smell in the snatch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
in your opinion.
Because how are you going to be able to tell?
It's hard to tell because, you know, it all depends on their you know, what they eat, how they live, what they do with their, you know, their hygiene. It really, when it comes to a snatch, it knows no nationality.
So what you're saying is you said you can tell nationality.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can.
But you can, obviously. Now you're telling us you can.
No. Let me back it up. I can tell kind of with the nationality. I can. But what I'm trying to, my point is that snatches have all different scents. There's not really like a particular snatch that I like.
It's instinctual with you, in other words. You can't pinpoint it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, I'll take that.
What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to get ladies who are listening, we need three of you to send in your soiled undies.
Right.
And we're going to...
I
get all my stored in my...
And we're going to see how much of you, Jimmy, can accurately foretell
absolutely.
By the aroma from your used panties.
I can tell you like what kind of lifestyle they live, you know, what their diet is.
You can freaking Jimmy, tell their fortune.
What if the panties are old?
Well, like, I'll go right away by just looking at the underwear before I even smell it.
Well, I got a couple pairs like 3 years old.
We don't want any of your old underwear.
Pairs? No, well, my old pants. That gives me a funny story. Yesterday, when I went to the first audition, and
Sergeant. No one knows what you're talking about because we haven't set the story up yet. Mr. G got an audition, John, for a Skittles commercial, and you want to tell him about the Skittles commercial before you tell the story?
Right. Did he paint himself green?
No. What I did is I went and took a Species tank top, and I went to the printer beforehand, and I had the printer put over Species a big bag of Skittles, and then I had a broiler on it, and then I had got a hat, one of the wool RX muscle hats. I had him put a big Skittles thing on there, and then I made up this.
So he put a Skittles emblem on there, like screened on there
on a Species shirt.
Yeah,
and then on a RX muscle hat, so he looked like the Skittles guy, you know.
So I went in there,
which is pretty good. He went into a real audition, a real like commercial, national commercial audition for a Skittles commercial.
So I go in there
dressed like a Skittle.
First of all, the chicks all tell them to be quiet in the waiting room, you know, because of course I'm like, you know, everyone's like, you look like Hulk, and I'm going, yes, my brother's in. I'm going,
you have to be quiet because they're doing auditions
in the waiting room.
Yeah.
Right. I'm surprised they let him even audition after that.
So I had my own commercial that I you know, my own little mantra that I had designed earlier, you know.
Your own Skittles commercial to bring with you?
He didn't do the script. He did his own.
Yeah, well, they didn't have a script for me. Yeah, so first of all, the girl tells.
I'm sure. By the way, hold on, John. I'm sure they had it. I'm sure they had a script. He probably just didn't see.
They always have a script.
Yeah, they always have a script.
Right.
So now she brings me in a room.
Went in and just started doing his own
thing.
Right. They didn't have the fucking balls to tell him to stop.
Right.
So now I go in there and
they were calling security.
Yeah. They didn't know if he was out of his mind. So they said, let's let the guy do his thing and get him out of here.
What did you do with this interview, at this audition?
So first she wanted me to make believe I'm holding like a 1,000-pound bag of Skittles over my head and go like, right?
So, perfect for you.
So I do that. So then she says, take your shirt off. Take your pants off. But I had
fucking... on the fucking...
Wait, I had underwear on that I've been wearing for 3 days. It had fucking big pee stains on it. It had ketchup stains.
Cum
stains on it.
What did she do with the underwear?
No, so I take... No,
he had to take his pants off and he had these stains of underwear on.
Oh, that's disgusting, man.
So I tell the girl, I go, I hope you don't mind.
She get on her fucking knees, start licking it?
She was smelling him. She said, I like it.
So it's an Australian, chick too.
They love that underwear. They love dirty underwear.
I kept saying to her, good day, mate. Good day, mate. You know, now I finally get to use good day, mate, and it really means something.
For real. Meanwhile, she's probably like, what a dick this guy is.
So she probably had a bent over backwards sticking the tongue in his ass.
So then I go, you want to see something? She goes, what? I go, just... I swear to God, I go, you want to see something? goes, "Why?" I go, "Just be quiet." I go, "Put that video camera on right now."
I see something when you don't pull you in the pants. Spread your fucking cheeks.
He's standing there, Jimmy, in his underwear with stains on it. And he's like, "You want to see something?"
Shit stains. He's got fucking urine stains on his fucking shirt.
I had the shorts and bag. I left them at my store.
Yeah. Mr. G, hold on. Mr. G, how did you have ketchup stains on your underwear?
Because that night.
It's not really ketchup.
Dick Fresh Fries.
Oh, shh.
Not really ketchup.
Because that night I was talking to my girl and I was in my underwear.
Right.
And I was eating a hamburger. You know? And we started having like, so, you know, talking, having like
phone
sex.
So you wore these ketchup stained underwears to the audition? Yeah.
3 days
and
old.
And cum stains. And pee stains.
He hadn't changed it for 3 days, Jimmy.
Do you have like underwear?
Wait, do you wear like normal white underwear?
Jimmy, would you say,
are you still wearing them?
I got two pairs.
He's still wearing them. Yeah, you still wearing them.
So I do like 3 days one.
Yeah, I work out 3 days on, 1 day off.
Yeah,
like a workout that's into. I wear
so 3 days, three days on, underwear,
1 day off, and then wash, the next pair 3 days
and
on,
and then another 3 days.
Jimmy,
I wash them every 7 days.
Technically, okay. Jimmy, you should be able to smell his underwear even with his pants on right now. If you were that good,
I don't think I want to go there. But yeah, probably. Yeah.
What would you said tell you about him?
That it's just one fucked up individual.
So then I tell the girl, "Watch this. Put that video camera
on." So you're in your underwear at this point.
Yeah.
Why did this fucking girl strip you down of your underwear at an audition? For a Skittles fucker commercial. I don't understand that. What, you gonna shove Skittles up your ass?
I guess so.
What, I don't understand. You're auditioning for a Skittles commercial and they got you down to your underwear.
They want a body.
What the fuck kind of audition is that?
They wanted to see what's at the end of the rainbow.
There's a bodybuilder guy. That's what they wanted to see.
I understand you're a bodybuilder guy, but why does a bodybuilder stripped out to his fucking drawers?
Well, because he didn't bring posing trunks, I guess.
Wait, where did it kind of like hang underwear with the, like with the P flap, you know, the white ones?
Yeah, but also that the button wouldn't button, so my head of my dick was sticking out too.
Hold on, let me paint this picture for a second. You got a 51-year-old man who's wearing a wig with a Skittles Skittles hat on, standing in his pee stained underwear with his head of his dick sticking out. He's like, and he says, "Turn the camera on. I want to show you something."
And the stupid bitch is there watching you.
We're already not seeing.
Oh my God. So she turns the camera,
on. I take the bag of Skittles in one hand, right? And I hold them up, and I point the camera. I go, "I am Mr. G, and I am the truth." And I say,
"With your dick hanging out."
My dick's flopping up and down the air.
I just wanted to make sure.
I'm jumping up.
And she's filming you.
Right.
Yeah.
"Eat your Skittles. If you and you and all you across the world don't want to be little, so I say, eat your." And as I say, "Eat your Skittles," I take the bag over my head and rip the bag open and go, "Eat your Skittles." And Skittles go all over the fucking place, all over the room and everything. I go, "Did you like that?"
That's when they kicked him out.
That was unbelievable.
The whole entire time the dick was hanging out.
Yeah.
She asked him to take his pants off, Jimmy, so it was her fault, right?
Yeah, but she probably didn't expect stained underwear that his cock hanging out of the fucking underwear.
Maybe she liked it.
Call me back 2 hours later. She called me back 2 hours later.
You're probably wanted to fuck you. Probably a nasty bitch yourself.
She realized it was bigger than a Skittle.
Jimmy, you'd fuck her if you got the commercial, right?
To get the commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd better all bang around the fucking right, so, pen story.
What are you putting this guy down for then?
No, I'm not putting him down. I just thought it was kind of, you know, kind of, I mean, the guy's waiting for Skittles. Skittles is kind of like a mainstream candy.
Right.
You know, kids eat Skittles.
Right.
They got a guy here with a wig on with his dick hanging out for Skittles come out. I mean, you know, it doesn't kind of like, you know, mesh with kids and stuff like that, you know.
All right, so you got a call back, right? So you got to go back today. Is that the idea?
I got a call back today. Now, I didn't know. I had not known that the agent told me they want an over 40-year-old bodybuilder. He goes, it's a shoo-in for you. He goes, not a lot of guys are going to look like you. It's going to be a shoo-in. You know, I didn't know. He didn't tell me that they actually wanted a wrestler. That's what the script said. And the script said
this. But that's what the agent's all about. The agent's supposed to say.
He didn't tell me that.
He didn't tell me.
Look, there's an audition. They want an over 40 bodybuilder, wrestler type.
He didn't tell me that.
Blah, 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 blah. And that's how.
So now I decide. Today they call me. So they call me back.
So what the agent should tell you?
Just that it's
where's the fucking address go?
Yeah.
So they want a bodybuilder, older bodybuilder.
So then the girl called me back last night, 2 hours later. She says, "Hello, love." That's how they talk from Australia. "Hello, love." Right? And she says, "Well, who do you think they loved?" I go, Mr. G. She goes, they absolutely love you.
He refers to himself in the third person as Mr. G.
Wait a minute. What's Boston Blue going to think about all this?
Oh, she's all great.
He's making money. He's getting the national commercial.
I'm going, I know, but you know how women are. I mean, his dick is hanging out.
He's she's now she knows this. I mean, she may not
she
be
understands.
Too happy.
Did she know your dick was hanging out with you?
I told her I might have to kiss girls and have some sex scenes and stuff, but she's okay with it. Beforehand.
For Skittles commercial.
Skittles commercial.
Right. I like this girl.
Well, for any commercial.
All right, so you go back today. What happens?
So I go back today. So I decide I'm going to dress up as Hulk Hogan. I had no idea. I'm going to jazz up. Now I'm going to really bring my game. I'm going to do the whole Hulk Hogan thing. The girl goes, just dress like you dressed yesterday.
The long wig, the thing,
she,
everything.
Yeah, she goes, dress like you dressed yesterday, love, but bring some clean underwear.
She told you that.
Yeah.
Do you have any clean underwear?
It's not 7 days.
So I went to Walmart.
She didn't say anything about the exposed.
You went to Kmart probably and bought some underwear.
Yeah, I went to Walmart. I got Superman underwear.
Yeah, that's why you're wearing Superman underwear now?
Yeah, I got a pair of underwear for you. I got DC Comics underwear.
I wear, you got that. I like those. Yeah. To sleep in, yeah.
Yeah, they got the Hulk on them, Dave.
Yeah, definitely Kmart underwear. It's definitely got to get my underwear Kmart.
No, Walmart. Walmart.
Definitely Kmart.
To Elm Street. Yeah.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
So this Australian girl, she didn't say anything about the cost
of underwear. It's hardcore.
Just wanted to clean underwear.
Thank you, Robbie Durant.
I don't think she would even know if I didn't say anything to her. Because I'm so open, you know, I just said, hey, you don't mind. I got a couple pee stains here. You don't mind, do you? He goes, not at all, love.
All right, so you come back today. What happens? What do you do at the audition?
So at the audition, I come as Hulk Hogan. And then I I don't know. This is my first audition in my fucking life. First one in my life I go on. So the guys go, yeah, you must be the wrestler. I'm looking at him like, all the guys say, you must be the wrestler. I go, what are you talking about, wrestler? She goes, yeah, you must be the wrestler. There's a part for a wrestler. I go, really? Is it part for a wrestler too?
He didn't even know he was going for that part.
Now I know why. I'm walking in like Hulk Hogan. I'm in Midtown. You're right, Midtown. It's at 1 o'clock. Everyone's out. They're all taking pictures of me, freaking out, going crazy.
Were they all the Oriental people taking pictures?
Oh, they all were. They were going nuts.
Oh, you know, Asian people with the cameras. Forget about it.
Now, Jimmy, they all have cameras, but are they good?
They love cameras.
They're good with cameras, though, too?
They love cameras.
But are they good with them?
Yeah, they are good with them.
But don't they have trouble seeing?
It doesn't matter. Just point the fucking lens over that direction and they get the pictures. That's what they're
doing. All right, I'm just checking.
So I go over to the table.
They love shit. They love shit.
I go over to the table and I pick up the thing. And what does it say? It says wrestle on it. It says an open Giants. I'm supposed to.
Don't read the script. Just tell us what happened.
All right. What happens? I'm supposed
to. You got the script
here? Yeah. Read the script.
Jimmy, you kind of fit the same protocol, Jimmy. You're an over 45 male bodybuilder.
Wrestler.
He's supposed to hold a big bag of Skittles over his head.
Maybe you should have gone to this audition too, Jimmy.
Suddenly, he went to Mike Lyons.
Yeah, Mike Lyons called him and sent him. And you work with Mike Lyons.
I work with Mike Lyons.
Yeah. Jimmy looks like. How come they didn't call you?
I don't know.
Maybe they don't think you're interested.
Suddenly holds a bag held high above his head.
Yeah. So
what's the SFX?
I don't know. So he's supposed. So I'm supposed to do is hold this. They had a
sex.
Big
female
effects.
Extreme.
Big sound effects.
Yeah.
Oh, sound
big
effect.
Garbage bag over my head. It's supposed to be a Skittles bag. I hold it over my head. I look up to the heavens and I throw the bag down.
The dogs are petrified.
The bag.
Oh, George, all the dogs are fucking barking, man.
I take a chair.
Like a bad album.
I take a chair and smash the bag with the chair. I had my own little thing in there, right? And then I was supposed to do like the Hulk Hogan wave to the bag. You know, I point the bag and do the wave like the crowd's supposed to cheer me. I'm supposed to do that to the bag. So I do that to the bag 3 times. And then
I'm bored.
Wait,
did you get the part?
Yeah, I got the part.
All right, congratulations.
All right. God, it was a circuitous route.
Oh, my God, it was treacherous.
Jesus.
You know, John, I can't blame George for the first time. It actually, it says that right here in the script.
I'm done with him. Let me talk about you. Did you get that Biggest Loser part?
Hey, what's going on with the Biggest Loser?
You know, see, I've done commercials in the past, you know, and a lot of them are, like, ridiculous, right? I mean, it's like... They make you do ridiculous, stupid
shit. That's why he's perfect for this commercial.
You know, a lot of times I went on auditions, and I'd done the audition, and I said, what the
fuck? You feel like an idiot.
What am I, a fucking retard?
Yeah.
I'm doing this stupid shit. They want me to do this crazy shit. that I didn't even want the fucking commercial when I left. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? You'll go for a part for a big muscular biker, which, I mean, there's nothing more. I mean, you're the stereotype, and they'll say, "Well, I mean, he's too big."
Well, you,
right, a lot
of times when you're doing your auditions, they have these certain type of people that are, you know, in the auditions.
Which, what are you talking about?
I don't want to like bash them. You know.
You bashed every week. You talked bash Chinese people. Yeah,
You call your own kind freaking guineas. So you call a spade a spade.
Well, it's
call a gay man a gay man. Shit.
That's what I'm trying to say.
The gay people.
So when you go there, and I went to an audition one time, and this guy had me up against a wall, and I don't know what the fuck he was doing to me. He had me put my hands up on the wall and turn his side, and I'm like, what am I, a fucking model over here? What's this guy doing to me? I felt like a moron, you know. And I left, and I said, you know what? I don't even want this fucking commercial. What the hell am I doing here? You know, it's like, whatever. But no, I'm still waiting on The Biggest Loser, John. Nothing was, you know, decided yet. I'm still on the charts to be one of their favorites. And we're going to see what's going to happen, bro, you know?
What the hell's the matter with them? Can't they tell that you're perfect for the part? What's wrong with them?
Well, you know, a lot of my fans and friends and all say that I'm definitely, you know, for the part. You know, they wanted a bull-headed, tattoo, intimidating biker-type guy, you know. I got Marine Corps background. I mean, you know, I could definitely torture these people. That's what they want. They want a guy who's going to, like, you know, when the regular trainers can't handle them, they send them to me. And then I'm the guy who takes over and, you know,
right. Beats the shit out of him.
Yeah, I unleash the boot camp on him, you know. Absolutely. So
Right.
Well, keep us updated. I got to get to some news items here. First of all, John, you're going to be on John Stossel 2020 tomorrow. Is that right? Is it airing?
Along with Mr. G, that's right.
Is that supposed to be at 10 p.m. On channel, was it ABC?
ABC, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 2020, John Stossel, and you'll see Mr. G and me working out and answering some logical questions about what we should be doing with these hormones in our bodies.
Has been any promos out there that we could actually see about the show? Has anyone talked?
Actually, Dave, yes. Somebody's been telling me that they've been seeing a trailer playing for it. In fact, two people recognized me in the gym.
Really?
From the trailer for 2020.
I wonder where that is. I'm looking online right now. I don't see it.
I don't know. It's probably on NBC, ABC, whatever. ABC.
I'm at the 20 ABC News website. I don't see it.
Maybe it was a cop then. I don't know.
Maybe it was on the actual television station. He saw it. You know, sometimes they do that.
If it was an undercover cop.
Oh, wait, hold on. Stossel, let them use performance enhancers. Oh, no. This is an article he wrote. Did you see that latest article he wrote?
Yeah, I read it.
What do you think of it?
You know, it portends to be a good indication of what's coming. I hope that really that's the tack they're taking. I've been communicating via email with Miguel Sancho, the producer of that segment, and he's content with it, but not happy because he feels that the topic itself is far too vast to cover in a short segment like they're doing, and he sort of feels like too much is not being said. So, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, we get enough interest in it to do some sort of, you know, more in-depth type of expose on it. Sort of concomitantly, I put a call into my good friend Sean Assale over at ESPN Magazine,
right,
and telling him how appalled I was at E360's show, and that I know he had something to do with it. And, you know, if you guys, you know, want to have any sense of redemption at all in terms of street cred, people believing you, whatever, then you got to make some kind of rebuttal statement to that piece of crap that you aired about Valentino. And he goes, well, you know, it wasn't all me, and it's entertainment, and blah, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck if it's entertainment. You're freaking lying is what you're doing. You know, I mean, is that what you want to do? Is that entertaining? And, you know, he got all bummed out and whatever. So he went to actually pitch the, he's waiting to see John Stossel's show tomorrow, and he's going to pitch ESPN early next week about doing some kind of sort of more towards the middle type report on steroids in sports.
Well, I got to just tell you, I'm here on this ABC website, and they actually have a little article on this, I guess, you know, kind of building up the show that's on tomorrow night. And there's actually a quote by you here. I'm going to read it. According to Romano, the real argument is that there are so much more dangerous substances out there that kids are abusing. Alcohol, drugs, tobacco, aerosols, paint, glue. Why aren't we as a nation, as a society, focusing on the more dangerous things and putting less focus on esoteric things like big arms? So that's quoting directly from you, I guess, right from the special. So I guess you're going to have a pretty big part in that special.
Wow, that was a good quote.
Yeah, it was a good quote.
Mr. G loves that quote.
Does he?
I don't know about the alcohol part, though.
Jimmy, could you imagine?
Jimmy, you went down on a bike because of alcohol.
Yeah, you know, but alcohol you imagine? Since the beginning of time. You know, think about
Jimmy Pelletia. You wake up tomorrow.
Used to make
alcohol. You want to be an actor? Wake up tomorrow morning, and alcohol is a Schedule 3 narcotic.
Right. It's
how are you going to live, brother?
Question, John. What the hell would life be without a little alcohol? Please.
Answer my question. What would you do? What would you do if Prohibition came back and tomorrow morning alcohol was a Schedule 3 narcotic? You could go to jail for 5 years for one beer.
I'd move out of the country. I'd go back to Italy.
Go to Mexico, like you suggested, John.
I'd go back to Italy.
I got another quote. In many American gyms, you can easily find oversized people like bodybuilders George Smalley, owners of BodiesByMrG.com, and John Romano, co-founder of RxMuscle.com. They freely admit they've taken steroids and are well aware of the known side effects such as hair loss, acne, and the growing of male breasts. Romano says, quote, every adult should be able to do whatever they want as long as they're not hurt anyone else. It's good.
I agree with that.
Cool.
Good stuff, man.
And where's that from, Dave?
This is on the ABC News website. They're promoting they're talking about the show that's going to be on tomorrow night. They're kind of giving you like a little preview of what's going to be on. Yeah. Good stuff. We'll be watching tomorrow night. Definitely. I got a question for Jimmy. Jimmy, have you ever heard of something called liquid ass? it's a new product out there that
liquid ass
it's called. Yeah,
okay, I'm interested.
I know you're into smells and everything, Jimmy, so I thought you'd find this interesting.
I'm interested in the tongue in the ass too.
Someone told me that they're sending me a couple bottles of it, actually. I want one. Howie Mandel actually did a stunt where they were in a shopping mall and they wanted to have people sample colognes and tell them people what they think. So what they did was they put like a like a note, like clothespin over the person's nose so they couldn't smell anything. Right. And they put this, they put the aftershave in the person's hand, right, and they told them to wipe it on their face. Right. And then they took the clothespin off their nose.
Yeah.
And, you know, what they were really putting on was a little liquid ass.
Yeah.
And like 50% of the people puked spontaneously when they smelled it. So this
Did
guy.
Did they really?
Yeah. He was on the Howard Stern talking about it. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
So some guy invented this?
Oh, my God.
It's liquid ass. That's exactly what it is.
Liquid ass.
Once unleashed, this power-packed, super-concentrated liquid begins to evaporate, filling the air with genuine foul butt-crack smells with a hint of dead animals and fresh poo.
Oh, my God.
I like that.
And the funny thing is, on the bottle, they say, the funny pranks you can pull off with liquid ass are unlimited. Like, as if, like, this is something that you want to do to your friends, you know? Pour some liquid ass on them.
Oh, my God.
I know a couple of balls I had to pour that on, believe me.
Now, could you tell the difference, do you think, between that and then real, like, dirty, soiled underwear?
Oh, absolutely.
So you know the real smell.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You couldn't
fool me.
Now, Jimmy, let me just ask you a question. This could be a little sick and demented, and just, I want you to answer honestly.
I'm into that.
Let's say we were at, like, a shopping mall, okay?
Right.
And we see the hottest girl walking through the mall.
Right.
And you're like, wow, she's hot.
Yeah.
And John somehow manages to go up to her. Mr. G goes up to her and gets her to take her panties off in the bathroom,
right,
and give them to you.
Yeah.
Now, if they were like they had some shit stains on them,
yeah,
would you still like start sniffing away?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother you because she was hot, right?
Yeah. I would be curious of the aroma, so yeah. I would sniff it and try to figure out like, you know, what she's all about, like what she ate, right, her lifestyle, and all, right, that kind of stuff there. You know, I could tell by the scent.
But could you, like, kind of rationalize, like, some of the scents that may not be that appealing to you because of how good she would look on physically?
So, you know, was that, like, because she's so good looking, like, right, overlook some of the,
right,
scent?
Right.
No, I couldn't. No, absolutely not. No,
and there would be no,
no, because the scent of the underwear is reality.
Right, but what if you figured, well, you could always clean her up down there, you know?
No, you are what you are.
Oh, you can't hide that, huh?
You can't change that.
Okay.
Wow.
Who's that, Fred?
I think they're looking for Mr. Guy? That's Colette outside. God forbid she knows we're doing a radio show. Someone must be blocking a freaking garage spot. Like a lunatic. She's honking the horn.
She's hot to go there.
Do we have to? You know she's on level 12.
Yeah, she's pissed now. Who's blocking?
Yeah.
Not me.
Diego, is that you?
I kind of parked in between.
I'm more towards the side.
Oh, you're not in the front of the driveway?
Jeff, look out the window.
It's my car, but I don't know what's blocking.
Diego, you better get out there.
Where are you seeing this 2020 stuff on the website?
On abcnews.go.com.
abcnews.go.com.
I'll post it on the message boards.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, author L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition. The Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Actually, you know, I do go to a Spanish deli. It's very cheap. And what you could get for breakfast is like unbelievable. I can get like fucking chicken legs, potato, beans, rice with a fucking roll with lettuce and for like $3. I mean, it's, and you can get a meal, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to an American deli. I got a scrambled egg with a sauce on a roll. A guy charged me $9 with a cup of coffee. And I don't even like the fucking way he cooked my egg. You know what I'm saying?
I go to the little Cuban places over here outside of Miami, and you eat a whole meal for $2.
That's what I'm saying. You get like hot food, chicken, rice, fucking, yep. You know, $3-4 with a cup of coffee. I'm eating a fucking dinner.
Sir, and a hot girl gets to serve it to you.
Yeah, there is a hot girl.
And they call you Poppy.
You're right.
You like that, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like going to a whorehouse and, you know, the chick saying, hey, baby, you know, sit down, and she starts rubbing your hair. You know, they know how to do it, the Spanish chick, you know? They know how to get your fucking shit going. So yeah, I go over there,
they know how to run it into the ground, too, let me tell you.
They know how to do it. They know how to take care of their men.
Diego,
you know?
Being Spanish, what nationality are you exactly?
I'm Colombian.
Being Colombian, do you like to date Colombian, I mean, Spanish women, or do you avoid them like the plague?
No, I am engaged to a Spanish woman. Oh, okay. Colombian woman.
Wow.
But aren't Colombian girls fucking crazy?
Crazy, and the crazier the better.
From what I know, Colombian chicks are like the craziest bros, man.
But they're loyal. They'll stick with you.
Yeah, they are.
They're loyal. They'll kill you, though.
Oh, they'll
yeah.
They catch you with
they'll kill
brother,
for you.
They're going to kill you.
Yeah.
And then they'll go visit you in jail or something
it's
like
true,
that.
Yeah.
Go visit you in jail.
It's true. No, it's
two
true.
Tears
it's
on their eye. On their eyes.
Or if they need to pay the bail. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is true. Spanish women are very, like, family-orientated. And they really, they stick up for their men, you know. A lot of American chicks, they just worry about what's in your fucking wallet. If you ain't got the fucking wallet, they don't want to fucking know you. It's not like that with the Spanish chicks, you know? No. It's a totally different scene.
Have you ever dated a Spanish chick, Jimmy?
Yeah, I dated this chick, Lourdes. She was Puerto Rican. She wasn't bad, but her sister was fucking out of control, man.
Really?
We used to go out to clubs together, and her sister used to pull her shirt up and flash her tits in the club. I used to get, you know, brawls. I had to get in the middle of the fights because I had to save her sister because I'm going out with Lourdes, so I naturally had to defend her sister. I used to get in the middle of the 3-4 guys and wanted to fucking bang her. She was flashing her tits, and they all wanted to. She got them all fucking crazy and wouldn't give them anything. You know, that's the bottom line, is, you know. So, whatever. I mean, one time we went to a hospital, I'll never forget it. I went with Lourdes and her sister, and we went to go visit one of her friends. They got in some kind of an accident, whatever. So I'm in the elevator, and there's a camera in the elevator, you know? So what does Lourdes' sister do? She pulls her fucking shirt up, pulls her tits out of the fucking elevator, you know? And I'm saying, Lourdes, what's wrong with your fucking sister? Why is she gotta do this shit all the time, man? You know, she goes, she's crazy. I said, yeah, I know she's fucking crazy. But everywhere we go, like, she starts shit everywhere we go, you know? It's amazing. But they were good people, man. They really were. She had a miscarriage, and I left her. You know,
was it yours?
I don't know if it was mine. You know, she just she called me up one day. She had a miscarriage. I said, "What? You're not a miscarriage?" I was like, "You know, that was the."
Well, she wasn't with anyone else, was she?
I don't know, man. Because you know, in those days, I was like hit and run, man. You know, I was with you. I wasn't with you. Yeah. I was floating around. You know. I hung out with this chick, that chick, you know.
Jimmy, I got another question. Not to segue too fast off the subject, but what do you think of, you know what the newest sport seems to be? Pole dancing. Now, you know, yeah. I know you have you've worked in strip clubs before, so you've seen like the strippers pole dance, but this is like a real like competition
pole dance. It's like a workout, right?
Yeah, but well, Yolanda Hughes, who was a former, you know, bodybuilder, she won the Miss International a few times, was on the Muscle Girls Inc. radio show.
Are we talking about the same Yolanda
that I know? No, not this Yolanda here. This is a female bodybuilder, Yolanda, who's won the Miss International a few times and was second at the Miss Olympia.
This is not the Yolanda.
No, she actually teaches pole dancing in Seattle. Colette had her on the Muscle Girls Inc. radio show, and she was talking about it. But I actually sent John a link. I don't know if you saw it, John.
Which one?
Did you open it? The pole dancing USA Championships?
No, yeah, it wouldn't open.
It wouldn't? It was a link.
I know, it wouldn't open.
You always have
the one from, you, pole dancing.
Yeah, you got to see these girls.
No, wait, here, no, here
it's
it is.
It's unbelievable
here
what these girls do on the pole.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the gymnastic stuff, it's unbelievable.
It's crazy. There were some of them really good.
I saw a girl.
These should be in the Olympics,
climb
these people.
Up to the top of the pole, okay?
Upside down.
Upside down, stuck a cigarette in her twat, and then circled down the pole slowly, like, and round, and like, you know, round and round and round, and the smoke was coming out of her fucking nose. I don't know how she did it, but everybody was applauding and throwing her dollars. The girl made a lot of money.
This is a little different, Jimmy. These girls are doing some serious gymnastic moves.
Yeah,
that
was serious.
How many girls you look at a cigarette in their twat and smoking the fuck out their nose? That's a talent right there.
No, if they smoke a cigarette with their little thingy down there, yeah. does that change the smell, Jimmy, of the panties?
Yeah, it does. It kind of, yeah. It throws it off. It's like...
Wow, these girls are incredible.
Right?
Are you watching it, John?
Yeah, this is amazing.
It's actually, you can't stop watching it. It's so
incredible.
This is
incredible. Like Cirque du Soleil. This isn't like a strip club.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable.
Well, it takes a lot of strength to do that, John. Yeah.
These girls are like defying gravity here.
Yep.
All right, wow.
Well, I guess the best way to end today's show, because we're coming to the end here, is... I got to bring up Valentino because Greg Valentino was very upset, I guess, that John insinuated that he had silicone in his arms. And I have to say, I actually talked to Greg.
How long was this?
This is about a week ago. And, you know, because after he did that ESPN special, you know, where he said that, you know, he insinuated that he got looking like that from taking steroids, you know, obviously we know that he injected stuff into his arms, you know, and it wasn't because the steroids made him grow.
He just did that ESPN show, didn't he, recently?
Yeah, he just did it. So John had, you know, suggested, and I heard this same rumor that Greg had injected silicone into his arms, and he was infuriated with it. I don't know what that has to do with anything, or what's the difference of what caused it, but he was, and we kind of, you know, we made a retraction, obviously, on the website. We don't want to piss him off, but, I mean, I think your point, John, was well taken, that it doesn't matter what caused it. He did that to himself, not the steroids.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Exactly. And, you know, Our information about what he stuck in his arms came from his, at the time, his best, absolute best friend. So,
right.
You know, I mean, granted, we weren't getting it from the horse's mouth, but pretty damn close. But irrespective of that fact, it doesn't matter. Just like you said, steroids did not cause Valentino's problems. Valentino caused Valentino's problems. You know, maybe that sort of psychological makeup is the psychological makeup that is more predisposed to using steroids to begin with. Why is it the other way around?
And, well, and what I just kind think of problems are talking about, John?
And the aberrant behavior that, you know, that he's, you know, involved with, dealing drugs, not talking to his kids, whatever, you know, turning himself into a fucking freak, whatever it is, you know. So I don't know. I just think that's got really nothing to do with it. His steroids were the vehicle that he used to mutilate himself. Steroids didn't cause him to do any of what he did to himself.
Also,
he did it.
Also, we have to, you know, take into account that steroids don't make your arms grow like his did.
Right.
It was the oil he was shooting in there, whether it be steroid oil or synthol oil or silicone oil. It doesn't really matter what he's injected in there, does
right.
it?
Olive oil.
Macadamia
any
oil.
Sterile oil. That's basically his argument, that he was shooting 25 milligram per milliliter prop at 5,000 milligrams a week. That's almost a liter of freaking oil a week.
Right. I mean,
so,
does it matter?
You know, yeah. If you do the math. So it doesn't matter what's in the oil. If steroids, you got to look at it this way. Why would they only grow his arms and his shoulders? Why wouldn't they grow his legs and his back and his chest and the rest of them? It's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous to think that steroids had anything to do with what he did to himself and how he mutilated his body. And the biggest part of the whole thing was that at the end of the show, when they talked about his medical, you know, results, that was the show right there, and they completely glossed over it, that medically there's nothing wrong with this guy. That's what the important thing was, not that, oh, no, I don't have silicone in my arms. Let's save my dignity and my image. Then, please, don't have silicone.
Then he went on and he had to make... You know what the funny thing is? He made fun of you on the MD radio show, but someone wrote me an email saying, why is Valentino making fun of you, saying that that you were fired from MD and you're walking around with 15-inch arms now? I said, I don't think he was talking about me. I said, I think he was talking about John. I said...
I would rather have 15-inch arms than 27-inch arms that explode and make me into a douche.
And then he got Bob.
15-inch arms don't make a douche.
I don't know why Bob Bonham got involved with starting to like speculate, like you know, make sarcastic remarks on the boards, like that you were like not into guys, that you're not into women, real women. Did you see that crap?
No, I don't look at that shit.
I don't know why.
It's so funny. Valentino is the consummate tranny hound, and that's Bonham's is accusing me of that.
Yeah. And then,
well, isn't Bob Bonham friends with Greg Valentino?
He's friends with us, too. I don't know why he would do that. I guess he felt that John insulted Greg with the silicone comment, so he was going to, like, throw a tranny comment.
No, he's still pissed off at the fact that I thought Bevan Steves was the East Coast Mecca, not his gym.
Oh, is that what it is?
Because I poked fun at the actually I congratulated him for his 25 years, whatever it is,
even though we weren't invited,
and the fact that he's, you know, got duped into some freaking deal with MD to share the party, you know, it's like I don't give a fuck. I mean, he told me
that I wanted to invite you but Bleckman wouldn't allow you. I said I wouldn't go anyway. Didn't they invite you, Jimmy, too?
Yeah, they invited
him. Valentino tried to get suck
yeah,
him
yeah.
in there.
How did they invite you, Jimmy?
Oh, Dad, tell Jimmy to come to the party. Tell Jimmy to come to the party. We'll make him part of Team Empty. We'll give him a contract.
I got invited.
We'll give him a contract.
We'll give him a superstar. He can only appear at our party. He can't go to any other parties. He's only us.
Give him a contract.
We're gonna get those guys.
Tell Jimmy we'll make him a superstar. We'll put him on the cover.
Remember
the old Mitsuru pictures? Remember those? They're freaky. Those freaky Jimmy. Remember those freaky?
I got Mitsuru pictures that never been published. I have them.
Jimmy's cracking up over here. Oh, boy.
So, Jeff. And he published those photos of Jimmy in the spandex pants with the fanny pack.
Right. Those crows. The striped hot skins.
The striped Codskins.
Jimmy's fucking rubbing his eyes. So, Jeff, I hear Sarah's coming back tomorrow.
Thank God I haven't gotten laid in 7 weeks.
That's not what I heard.
Well, then
that's
you
not know, what Sean told me.
Well, you know, Sean.
Sometimes jerking off is better than getting laid.
Right. See, Sean knows about my other girlfriend.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. Her name is Pamela.
Yeah.
She's right here in the studio with me right now.
Pamela.
Yes, exactly.
A little KY jelly, a little slide action.
Hey, I've been going out with her too for a while.
You see,
now.
She's a fucking whore.
She's a freaking hoe. She's all over the place.
No, but seriously, I'm glad she's coming back because
you know, the good thing about jerking off is you could be with anybody in the world.
It's true.
That's right. And yeah, no matter what, you're doing it with somebody you love.
That's what Woody Allen said. That yes,
can't beat it.
Yep. Someone you love. Sex right. with someone, masturbation is someone with is sex with someone you love.
Could be with anybody you want,
exactly, unconditionally.
Yeah. So all right, so she's coming back tomorrow, and you're already in trouble because I got you coming to the studio for the Arthur L. Ray interview.
Hey, listen, I have to, you know, like I have to work, but she'll be with me, and she'll be helping out with the site, so she's excited.
She'll be
that.
Cleaning.
Yeah, she'll be keeping quiet from honking the horn.
Yeah, she'll be cleaning and like now begging me for a kid. Thanks, John. I appreciate that one.
So who was blocking Colette in the driveway?
Well, actually, it was Diego.
No, I'm sorry, it wasn't me. No, it was you. No, it wasn't.
Was it you, Diego? She was pissed off, man.
I know.
Oh, boy.
I thought any minute she was just going to throw her in drive and drive the fucking car.
You know, already used to be a valet, so, you know.
You know, Colette's pissed off when she comes home and the dogs don't bark.
Right. They get scared. Mr. G, petrified dogs.
He
traumatized.
Talk about Mr. G. Where the fuck did he go?
He had to go train a few people, but get ready for the party. He's meeting us over there.
Where are you guys going tonight? What's this party tonight?
So I was trying to say before, we got this energy drink. JoJo drink and JoJo energy drink that we were talking about on the last show. It's a phenomenal energy drink. I really loved it. I actually went after them to try to sponsor the show because it's something I actually thought was a great idea. They put it's a clear water, and when you turn the twisted cap, this liquid stuff is injected into the water, and it's a conglomerate of fruit extracts. It's got some polyphenols in there, you know, very good for longevity.
Blackman phenols.
Yeah, Blackman phenol. They got polyphenols, and they have some fruit extracts. They have a 5-HTP in there, phenylalanine for mental alertness, and a little bit of naturally occurring caffeine, just for a little buzz, not a large amount. And when you drink this stuff, you feel great. I couldn't believe it. It tastes good. It has no carbs in it, so you can use it on the diet. And I think it's going to be a huge hit. And they got some really big people behind this thing. They actually are going to be the official drink of the X Games. They're in all the 7-Elevens in New York right now. So they're going to be branching out to the rest of the United States. So I went and talked to them. I actually knew the kid, who one of the owners, Pete Scalise, who actually worked for 10 years ago for a nutrition company that he had launched at the time. And they like what we're doing, and they're going to jump on board, and they're having a big launch party at Glow, which is a huge club here on Long Island. You know who's performing there? What's that guy who remember the guy who was in the porn video with Kim Kardashian? Ray J is going to be performing there. DJ Echo is going to be there spinning.
Ray J is a porn star?
No, he's a rapper, but he made a porn video with like a sex tape with Kim Kardashian when he's
Kim
the
Kardashian.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's out there on the internet, Jimmy.
She's not that hot.
Actually, when Fitness RX shot it, didn't they have to like put her in a dress?
Paris
Hilton had a.
She's wearing a freaking dress.
Yeah, she's got a big ass.
Big ass is good. You can't miss.
No. What do you think her panties smell like, Jimmy?
They probably smell pretty good.
Yeah, you think so?
I'm sure.
I love to smell out of the way.
Maybe Ray J.
Maybe she could ship us a pair.
Maybe Ray J.
Maybe
has a
Ray
couple
J.
pairs.
Can help you out there.
Higher on a wall over here.
You know, Mr. G's going to bring you underwear next time we see you.
He should.
Right.
He should. We should hang it up in the studio. Yeah.
Well, he's meeting us over at the club at 10:30. I got to go and get something to eat. We got some Chinese food that Diego is nice enough to go pick up for us. And, you know, we're going to get the hell out of here. So, Jimmy, any final words?
Yeah, my final words is don't drink and drive. like me.
All right. Well said.
Okay.
We're at the end of another episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Until next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, we're not only the hosts of After Hours with the Whack Pack, we're also members.
After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RXMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RXMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RXMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding. I'm Michael Bob in the Pine Zone.